Well, another month, another big interest rate hike. Federal Reserve raised its key short-term rate by 0.75 percentage point for a second straight month yesterday in a bid to corral soaring inflation and matching the largest increase since 1994. We always go to our expert, all-around good guy, David Sowerby, Ancora Advisors Managing Director and Senior Portfolio Manager. Good morning to you, David.
Very good morning, Paul. You're right. Michigan in July, nothing better.
Absolutely correct, and we should never take it for granted. Meanwhile, this is a bizarre thing. No surprises, and maybe that's why this happened, but no surprises about a rate increase. We knew it was coming again, maybe again and again, but to have the stock market rally and go up noticeably is unusual, isn't it?
It is. So what Wall Street likes to deem is the Fed acting dovish or is the Fed acting hawkish? We know interest rates higher, that's a hawkish Fed. But then trying to read between the lines, market participants said, well, maybe Jay Powell, Fed Governor Chairman's comments were a bit on the dovish side on future rate increases. The stock market seemed to take that, run with it. Stocks went higher. I'm not so sure I'm buying into that still. I think the Fed has plenty of more work to do on getting interest rates to the point where money supply growth can choke off this inflation rate that's crippling households and purchasing power.
Why is it that experts like yourself, last time I brought this up, you had a response. Why is it that there are many of us who think that we're in a recession, let alone if there is or isn't one, and yet it's still argued about? And I'm just wondering why that is.
I suppose that with all respect to the economists, having been one, that it's too easy to call a recession ahead of time. But I think it's inevitable whether we're in one or not. Today, it's inevitable because what I look at, inflation-adjusted money supply growth has now gone negative. Short-term interest rates are trading near where long-term interest rates are. Index of leading indicators is flattened out. Those have been the three go-to variables, and they tell me that. Sadly, don't like to call it, but a recession is pretty imminent.
Yeah, I understand. I guess I understand not wanting to call it, but we're not blaming you. We're not killing the messenger.
No.
We just want to know. And it doesn't even much matter at this point because as the prime rate goes to 5.5% now, we're going to feel it. We're going to feel it in a lot of ways that we understand and know. But we're going to feel it in other ways that we hadn't even been thinking about because a lot of people haven't gone through a recession before and all the other things that seem to be attached to that.
And think about it's not a binary event where no recession doesn't always mean 80 degrees and sunny. Recession doesn't mean, rain for a month. We're somewhere in between that. It's not an all or none event. Recession just means slower growth rates, higher unemployment rate that eventually will go higher, though it's still very low today. You'll see that incomes don't grow as fast, especially net of inflation. So it's not a binary event where it's just, an extreme difficulty for the economy. Nobody likes to forecast a tough recession. The operative word is going to be mild recession. Nevertheless, you will see slower growth rates for at least the next year before eventually, as it always does, the U.S. economy gets back on its bicycle and it performs quite well and never bet against the U.S. and the U.S. economy.
The implications for a U.S. recession and the impact on Michigan business, in your opinion, David Sowerby of Ancora?
Michigan's better able to fight through a recession than in years past. That's because the business climate, per the annual work that the Tax Foundation does, ranks Michigan about number 12 in the country in competitiveness. That's a good thing to fight through a recession. While interest rates are going higher and inflation's high, it's still not high enough of the interest rates that it cripples a capital-intensive economy like the state of Michigan. Autos have already gone through a pretty tough period with the semiconductor shortage, and you're likely to see sales probably go higher, not lower, as we get these chips into these cars. That's good for Michigan because usually auto sales drop 20% from their highs. They've already done that, so I think we've already witnessed some of that in the state of Michigan. So if I look at it across the board from the macro and the micro, I think Michigan's in a much better place to handle a recession versus what we saw in the last couple of decades.
David, when does the Federal Reserve stop? There's no way to know how many more rate hikes there might be, but when do they stop? When do they say, oh, that's a sign that we should stop?
Paul W., I promise you, whatever answer I give you, I'm likely to be wrong. But I think eventually the Fed will do the right thing as they are. That we probably see a Fed funds rate that's 2.5% today go closer to 4.5%. That puts the prime rate at 7.5%. Mortgage rates have already done the worst, I think, that they're going to do in going higher, but still a little bit higher in store. And eventually, what the Fed is doing now with slowing the money supply growth, I think, leads to better inflation, and they stop sometime in 2023 on the rate hikes.
Sometime in 2023. Ooh. Well,
Yeah,
I guess not. Let me just ask you I guess we have a minute left. Let me ask you this question. My favorite money guy, one of my favorite money guys ever, David Sowerby. We don't often get a chance to get $1.2 billion in our life. We're not going to find it through a job. We're not going to do it at the casino. We probably won't do it with a lottery ticket, but as learned as you are, I just love to know, are you going to buy a lottery ticket now that it's at $1.2 plus billion dollars?
Yes. I know the statistical probability is just not in my favor, but for fun and smiles, yes.
Good for you. What the heck? You can't win if you don't buy. And you probably won't
well
win
said.
If you do buy. But you can't win if you don't buy. Thank you, David.
Well said. I know that's not how you get to wealth in the long term. It's
of course.
Growing your wealth net of inflation and taxes.
David Sowerby. It's Ancora Advisors Managing Director, Senior Portfolio Manager, WJR.